Under the ballot measure approved by Massachusetts voters legalizing medical marijuana last year, up to 35 licenses for dispensaries could be opened across the state. The State Department of Public Health revealed its final regulations for the distribution of the drug in May, and Pittsfield has been one of many localities working to change zoning regulations to accommodate the arrival of the dispensaries. Last month, Pittsfield's Community Development Board gave unanimous approval to changes in the city's zoning codes that, if certain requirements are met, would allow a dispensary to be opened if located at least 500 feet from any private or public school. The amendments were then sent to the City Council's Committee on Ordinances and Rules, which gave recommendations. From there, the zoning requirements were further amended. City Planner C.J. Haas said that the amendments approved by the City Council this week would require that dispensaries be located at least 1,000 feet from schools and playgrounds. Haas said that the change was made to make the dispensary locations more in line with federal law, which still considers the sale of marijuana for medicinal purposes illegal.
In some of the western states, where some dispensaries have run into trouble with the federal government, it's been based on their proximity to schools and playgrounds. So our ordinance reflects those distances that the federal government tends to look at.
Haas said that Pittsfield also will attempt to limit the number of dispensaries located within city limits to 3. Haas said that the city limit would ensure that facilities would be more accessible countywide. He also compared the effects of the relative location of a facility to what's been observed in other states.
You know, they can have some adverse effects to land use patterns. So really, it's trying to get a handle on slowly allowing them into the community. And if, you know, if we end up with 3 and then it's deemed that that more necessary, that at least the city have the chance to evaluate, you know, the merits of needing more of these facilities and adjusting as time goes on.
Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi said that he was pleased with the zoning amendments and the City Council's unanimous approval. Bianchi considers the city prepared for the arrival of any facility, which he said is likely, given that Pittsfield is the largest community in the Berkshires. Bianchi said that he's been contacted numerous times by city residents advocating for the drug they say would be effective in treating debilitating illness.
I've been contacted by people who are looking for this service, people who have medical conditions. So we have to look at it. We have to move forward in a compassionate and understanding manner.
Under state law, the changes to Pittsfield's zoning laws must be read twice before enactment. The first reading at the City Council meeting Tuesday will be followed by a second meeting on June 27th. Eric Germain, a spokesman for Mana Wellness, Inc., a company seeking licensure to distribute medical marijuana in Berkshire County, told WAMC that while the company does have a couple places in mind, it is still surveying the county to find the most suitable location to operate. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.